The Plowgirl Squadron, Part 6. By Diana the Valkyrie. Tatiana found us 3 properties in Chicago. The first would be the Plowgirl Squadron, PGS, headquarters, the second would work as an interrogation room, and the third was a holding room. Essentially, an unofficial jail. Because we were all new to the Windy City, and we needed to know who, what, and where. We needed intelligence, and the way to get it was a very Plowgirl method. Fear, pain, and humiliation. It started small. Tatiana came across a small-time drug dealer, knocked him out and brought him to the interrogation room. This was a basement, with soundproofed walls, and shelves displaying various torture instruments, such as finger breakers and thumbscrews, whips and chains. She sat him down on a steel chair, and started asking him questions. Each time he refused to answer a question, she ripped off part of his clothing, until quite soon he was totally naked. Then Millie took over. Millie is too wide to go through a normal door, she has to slide through sideways, so she looks totally intimidating with her huge forearms and massive thighs. Millie explained to him that he had no more clothes to give, so he'd be sacrificing a finger instead. She asked his name, and he gave it, then she asked his boss's name. He refused to answer. So Millie took the finger breaker off the shelf and showed it to him, demonstrating how it worked. He still wouldn't answer, and said, "You aren't going to use that on me, it's illegal." So Millie explained 3 things. First of all, we aren't cops, we're the Plowgirl Squadron. Secondly, I fought in the Russia-Ukraine war, and I personally killed hundreds of Russians. And thirdly, you're right, I'm not going to use this contraption, because it's so much more satisfying like this. And she bent his left hand little finger to the side until it snapped. He screamed.